The question is, how did we do the car accident and why we chose to hold it on one shot? And how we did it on one shot, that's it. That was the greatest, this now is the greatest day of my life, but before today, that was the greatest day of my life. We rented a crane from Hertz. That's like, you know, one of those $100 like cherry pickers, not really a crane. And I wanted to do it in one take, just or one shot without cutting. And I know, you know, so you could see through the sunroof, you could see the family giving dialogue back and forth. The camera rises up and then have the impact, but obviously we couldn't kill William and do that, so we had to do an effect shot. And I just had in my imagination that this could work. I actually didn't really know. We were gonna rise the camera up. Should I give this away? Yeah, it's fun anyways. So we had to rise the camera up and hold it up at the top, looking down. And then we had Britt drive her car up very, very slowly, hold, so that we could see how the light cascaded on the car. Then we had William move his car out of the way, and then we had Britt drive through full frame. And then we shot the street with nothing on it. With all those elements, you could composite graphically, rotoscope a smash, so that would have that intense impact. Because no one would expect that they'd still be in the car when we do movie magic. So it worked. When I was standing on the top of the crane looking down, I was like, oh my goodness, how did I get here? This is amazing.
Okay, we have someone over here with the microphone. Sure.
Hi.
This is a question for you and fall on your sword. The music was spectacular. Can you talk about that?
But there was a question, or was it just...
Did you see it? Did you hear
it? It was awesome, yes. Why was the music so awesome?
Very much. Mike gave us so much freedom with the score. He really just let us go for it. And the whole process was fueled by his limitless enthusiasm. I guess you wanted like a score that was sort of had a nod to sci-fi and definitely like played on the relationships with the characters more than just a sort of, you know, regular sci-fi kind of score. We use lots of weird instruments and synths, and this is completely terrifying. I'm gonna hand it back to you.
What's that? Stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter.
Okay, folks, we have time for two more, and we're gonna go with the person with the microphone out here.
Okay. I thought the idea was phenomenal. Just blew my mind the entire time, but. My question is, what would you ask your altar person?
What would I ask my altar
person? Given the chance.
Oh, man. I'd probably be speechless. It says in the movie. No. Yeah, it's actually the most difficult question because, you know, the idea is that our conversation with ourselves is in our head, our running monologue of, you know, why did I do this? Why am I moving around so much on the stage? Why is like, you know, why anything? And if you sat down and confronted that person, I guess you would want, I'm curious if I would judge that person, if I would like that person, if I would envy that person or hate that person. And in this movie, it's all about, would you be able to forgive that person? The theme, I don't know what I would say. I'm probably high five. You're like, I like your movie.
And our last question is the person with the microphone over here.
Fantastic. I know you've left it open for many interpretations, but could Mike and Britt just talk a little bit about the ending?
I'm sorry, I missed the
question. Sorry, could you repeat that question?
My fly was just down. Thank you for letting me know.
Mike was exploring another Earth at the moment. So maybe you can repeat the question for us.
You've left it open for many interpretations, but can you talk about the ending, please?
Talk about one more time?
Could you talk about the ending?
The question was, would he talk about the ending of the film?
So the ending of the film, that's when Rhoda meets the other Rhoda. So the idea kind of comes from the fact that she the other version of herself went on a different. Well, actually, wait. No, I don't want to. Can I not talk about the ending and leave it open to interpretation? Okay. Thank you very much.
That's a great way to end. Thank you.